A $1 million improvement plan has been unveiled for an urban park in western Massachusetts. Walsh Park is 12 acres of fields and woods tucked between residential streets in Springfield's Liberty Heights section. Come the summer of 2021, the park will have two playgrounds, a splash pad, baseball diamond, a walking path, and picnic area, according to Springfield's Assistant Parks Director, Pete Krupchek.
We're very, very excited about this project. We can't wait for the day in the near future where we see shovels in the ground.
Plans also include a pollinator meadow to address the decline in bee and butterfly populations. Two new entrances to the park will be created, according to Laura Walsh, projects manager for the city's Parks Department.
There will be two new entrances, one here on Freeman Street, but also on Van Buren Street, so people from both sides of the neighborhood can come in and recreate accessibly walking through the woodland and also in the playground and splash pad area. So we're very excited for this project.
Once a popular recreation spot, Walsh Park, known by many as Freeman Park, suffered from neglect and was almost unusable a dozen years ago, according to City Councilor Mike Fenton.
The park was in pretty bad shape. There were some sinkholes here. There were some sinkholes and some mounds of dirt. It was not a place that you would come and safely recreate.
Plans were drawn up some time ago to redevelop Walsh Park, but the money for the project became available only recently, according to Mayor Dominic Sarno.
And finally, after years of going after grants and plans, it's come to fruition.
Funding for the project comes from a $550,000 grant from the U.S. National Park Service's Land and Water Conservation Fund, a $250,000 community development block grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, with the city putting in $300,000. Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, in a prepared statement, said the federal funding for the park project is, quote, great news for the city of Springfield, end quote. Over the last dozen years or so, the city has spent almost $30 million on park improvements, according to Sarno.
Growing up, parks were my Riviera, Forest Park and Emerson White in the South End. And green space is very, very important for all our people, and I want to make sure we continue to do that.
Just last month, a major project costing $2.5 million to replace a collapsed culvert in Forest Park was completed. Last summer, a $3 million renovation to Riverfront Park was wrapped up. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.